Chris and Cosby.
The group dedicated to fight crime.
They're gonna chase it down.
From the street perspective, Curtis Sliwa.
All of it.
Please welcome Rita Cosby.
There's a lot of heat on the president.
The headlines, the issues, the people.
America!
From New York to D.C. to your neighborhood.
The Red Berets are helping the cities in fear.
Curtis Sliwa.
Founder and president of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Rita, that was an explosive interview.
Live, local, on it. Curtis and Cosby.
Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Curtis Cosby.
77 WABC.
Lots of high hopes for millennials. It's 2:07 here on Curtis and Cosby. And Amazon is obviously a big hit for millennials, not so much for the residents of Long Island City here in our area. And a new study says that 77% of millennials would first go without booze for a year rather than giving up their Amazon. And 44% would go without sex. In other words, they do not want to give up anything other than keep their Amazon. Think about this. Amazon is the prize. How nuts are millennials? Well, we thought we would bring in to our studio our official millennial, who Curtis loathes, who hates, our producer, Brian Mongalooch, our resident millennial. Well, first of all, Brian, do you agree? Let's start with the booze part.
Sure.
Would you? Because you like to drink your booze. All right. We know that you do it on the job. You do it right before the show every day, right?
I wouldn't say I do it on the job.
All right.
I do like to drink. I mean, not obsessively, of course, but I do like to have a nice brewski or two. Yes.
Well, we saw you at the Christmas party that we had here, the Cumulus Christmas party.
Yeah.
I should say holiday party to be appropriate.
Yes, correct.
And you were definitely down in a few. I was like, well, do I have to drive Brian Mongalooch home? My God.
I had to catch up because the party was at 2 and the show ends at 3. And then, of course, Curtis gave me a whole bunch of work to do after the show.
Of course he does.
So I had to catch up. So rightfully so. Correct.
And you had a reason to drink because you work with us every day. So you have a reason to work.
Absolutely.
So would you give up, first of all, are millennials that desperate and that hungry for Amazon and so like fanatical that they would give up boozing for a year? That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's crazy. I can definitely see it, how millennials would definitely do that. I mean, I would do it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm addicted to alcohol, but I would give up booze for a year for Amazon. I would.
Really? Yeah, Why is that? What is it about Amazon?
What? The convenience factor of it. Are you kidding me, Curtis? I can sit at home and just get anything in 2 days.
So are you Amazon Prime? Are you one of these people who walk around, Amazon Prime?
Listen,
I'm Amazon Prime. I'm Amazon Prime.
My wife and her, yes, are Amazon Prime family. That is correct.
Wow. And you know, this is not all that different than my wife Nancy, who also is a millennial and hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I'll come to the apartment, I'm the first one to get there, and I hear the cats meowing inside, you know. Okay, they're hungry. And I see these boxes outside. It's like 3-4 boxes, all of them Amazon.
With a smiley face on it.
Right. Yeah. Delivered by United States Postal Service, which keeps them in business. But I'm saying, I'm going to throw these boxes out. I hate Amazon. She said, I'll throw you out first before I throw out my Amazon. I do truly believe that my wife, Nancy, would give up sex with me for a year and give up drinking because she likes to drink beer.
Yeah, she likes to drink beer. You really think she would?
Yes. Without a doubt.
Wow.
She loves Amazon.
See, I'm in the middle, you guys.
I hate Amazon.
I like Amazon. I will, as a woman, I'll order like 10 dresses or 10 things. You don't have to go to the store.
Right.
You do get lazy, though, because it comes
to you, yes.
You know? But there, you can get anything on Amazon, and I think that's so fun.
I understand. But, you know, like, sex is like breathing. You're going to give that up? You're a newlywed,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
I noticed you didn't say I'm giving up sex. Yeah, I'll give
well,
up
no,
whiskey.
See, that's the thing, though. I said,
oh, wait, so that's where you draw the line,
exactly,
Brian
Mongalooch. That's where I preface it. Like, I could give up alcohol for a year. I'm not going to give up sex for Amazon.
Well, let's find
do
out.
That.
Let's find out as well. High in town, Madison Square Garden, these great facilities
stupid,
provided
Curtis.
For us in order to do this
well,
broadcast.
Well, that's up for debate.
To all of you by njdiet.com. Let's find out from our many listeners. Doesn't matter what. You could be a baby boomer like myself. You could be Generation X. You could be the millennials and hipsters. It doesn't matter. Would you give up sex drinking alcohol or anything else for a year in order to be Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime.
So, like, in this survey, Avi, it says 44% forego sex because they want Amazon, right? So now my brain's going, 44%. Now, is that people who are single or asexual?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right? And think about it. Amazon, what were we talking about yesterday? Yeah. Well, sex robots.
Let's find out. 1-800-848-WABC. And by the way,
That's a good idea.
You can get the blow 'em up
dolls. Blow 'em up dolls
from Amazon. And they Amazon will sell you. Jeff Bezos will not only sell you a robot doll to have sex with and a blow 'em up doll, but a blow 'em up animal to have sex with.
Oh, well, we've heard it.
Yes. Right. Yes,
Jeff Bezos and
Amazon, right? World's richest guy. He'll make money any way he can get it.
And by the way, I think there's a rush that you get from Amazon. I can sort of understand why some people say give up sex, because there's this rush when you order something and you got it. Suddenly, it's like when you go to Costco. You go to Costco, you feel like you need two things. You end up with 100%. Five shopping
carts. Costco, of course. I love going to Costco.
Me too.
I mean, you go there, I need eggs. Well, first of all, you don't go to Costco, just eggs. But, I mean, you walk out of there, you're spending five times more than you wanted to spend.
And anyway, same thing with Amazon. It's easy, you guys. So you sit there and you go, okay, I see the rush. Suddenly you need 5,000 of those things.
Especially the one-click feature. I mean, one-click, it's at your door in 2 days.
It's instant gratification, better than sex.
1-800-848-WABC. So let me get it straight. Amazon has hipsters and millennials hooked. Walmart has baby boomers hooked. So between both of them battling for online retail, being the premier online retailer, they're going to take over the world.
They are.
Walmart and obviously Amazon.
But based on this study, people will be dry and not have any sex. They will not have booze.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's first go to Chris in New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis, Rita, and yes, Brian Mongolucci here at WABC. Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Would you give up sex or drinking for Amazon Prime?
I would give up drinking.
You would? Why? See? Wow.
I am 55 years old, and I do not like going shopping. I do not like the malls. There's nothing better than to sit at home and shop and have your package show up 2 days later. We are an Amazon Prime family. My kids, my wife. Amazon is probably at our doorstep probably 4 days a week. Alexa lets us know when our packages have shipped and when they're going to arrive.
Wait, Chris, do you have any human contact whatsoever in your life?
I do, but I refuse to go to the malls and go shopping.
By the way, when you said package, Brian Mongolucci and Curtis thought you were talking, when you said your package, they thought you were talking about something else.
Not package. That package always stays at home with me.
Now, let me get this straight, Chris. You sure you're not a stockholder in Amazon?
I am not. Listen, I refuse. Listen, the tri-state area is so crowded, right? When you go to a mall, you got to fight parking. You got to fight traffic. You know, then you got to deal with people. You got to deal with the attendants who are checking you out who are ugly. They don't like their jobs. There's nothing better than to stay home and have a glass of wine and go shopping.
Well, Chris, let me ask you a question. Do you have Ring doorbell too, so you can just look on your phone and see if your packages are there or if the delivery person's coming?
I'm not that bad. Maybe.
Wait, explain
this. I think you need it.
I didn't hear this, and hopefully Nancy's not listening. What is this
service? You don't know about Ring
doorbell? No. Oh, yeah. So it's like a virtual doorbell. You set up, and like it has a camera on it. So if someone rings your doorbell, it alerts you on your phone, and you can see who's there without getting off the couch to see who's actually at the door.
It's
an app, and you get on your phone.
I do like people. All right.
Okay.
So I'm in sales, but nonetheless, you know, there's nothing better than shopping online without the stress of fighting traffic, people, everything. Amazon makes it so easy.
Jeff Bezos' brother lives up in Westchester. Scarsdale, of course, Scarsdale.
Oh, you think this is a plant?
Ah, it's Jeff Bezos' brother. I hate Jeff Bezos. Anyway, let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby and Brian Mongolucci here at WABC. Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Rita. Hi, Curtis. Listen, I'll give up I give it up. If Amazon promises to send a drunken chick to my house.
Oh, you sound real appealing, Johnny. Hey, sounds like you got high standards.
Hold on a second, Johnny. So Jeff Bezos right now will send you a robot to have sex with.
But not a drunken.
Blow him up doll.
Wait, Curtis, he wants them drunk.
I know, but a blow him up animal doll.
Oh, Curtis.
And so I'm sure the next thing will be a drunken female that will be willing to have sex with you.
Well, that's in Vegas, right?
Oh, God.
No, that's in Amsterdam. Johnny sounds like he really loves women for their mind and their soul.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Mario in Westchester. Welcome to Curtis, Rita, and Brian Mongalooch. Mario.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, guys. Fifth time caller in 5 weeks.
Whoa.
42 years I was a retailer. Okay? Amazon probably put us out of business, but I am hooked on Amazon. It's convenient. They take everything back. No hassle. You get what you want. I love it.
Now,
I order everything.
Mario, would you give up booze? Would you give up sex?
Oh, I'd give up booze. No. I would never give up sex.
See? I was with you here, Curtis.
You and Brian Mongalooch.
Right, so, Mario, you remind me of the apostles who were with Jesus Christ, and then on that certain night, for the Last Supper, yep. Judas sold out Jesus for how many shekels, for how many pieces of silver? Huh, Mario? You were put out of business by Amazon, and what are you, in the cult of Amazon? Did you drink the Kool-Aid?
Well, I tell you the truth. I had a good run. If you can't beat them, you got to join them, Paisan.
Oh, look at that. That's a good spirit. Let's go to Rocco from Rockland. Rocco, you're here with Rita.
I can't believe that. How are we going to beat ISIS and Al-Qaeda?
Exactly.
Hey, we'll
Amazon.
Join ISIS.
No.
We'll join Al-Qaeda.
You buy a drone. Let's go to Rocco from Rockland. He's with Rita Curtis and Brian Mongalooch.
Hey, God bless, guys. Listen, I want to tell you what. Amazon's ruining this country. It's making everybody a bunch of anti-social gloriophobic. Nobody wants to go out of their house. Nobody wants human contact. They just want to sit at home and play on the computer. Bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, that's what Brian Mongalooch is. And you watch people come ring your doorbell.
No, I don't do that. People do
what
that.
What do you have, voyeur?
Well, you haven't seen these commercials? I mean, come on, Curtis.
Come on.
You read the trades every single day. You never see people going up to
doors. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So if you see two Mormon missionaries who look like Mitt Romney.
They all look like Mitt Romney.
But if you have two Jehovah's Witnesses, right, knocking at the door, you mean you just ignore them.
Right.
You ignore them.
Of course.
But if they're Amazon Prime, if it's the USPS delivery guy or gal.
No, because they just drop it off, Curtis, and they leave. They don't stick around.
Curtis, and then what about
Curtis doesn't understand. Curtis, you called me grandma at the beginning.
Yeah.
I am now going to call you great-grandpa.
No.
You did not know that. Brian Mongalooch and I did.
All right, but what about when the porch bandits come up and then snatch your
packages? That's what I'm saying, because you've seen these in the trades, Curtis, right? You come up, they see the packages, and they leave. But now they have the Ring camera, right? And you can record it and send it out to your neighborhood, too. So you watch out for these two people who is coming
now,
to steal your stuff.
Now, do they make good on the delivery that was stolen?
That I don't know.
Actually, I'm going to give Amazon a kudos. They actually did. There was a story where they actually were going around and stealing from a number of neighbors because of that device. They actually determined who did it. And Amazon, to their credit, did redeem.
Yeah, well, they just stole $3 billion of our tax dollars here in New York State because they're doing kickbacks with De Blasio and Cuomo. So they got a lot of extra scatol to make up. Anyway, let's go to Frankie in New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby and Brian Mongalooch at WABC. Frankie.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, great show. I hate Amazon with a passion. They're taking out all the jobs for the mama and papa. They're closing them down. And not only that, I love the fact that when my wife goes shopping, she's out of the house for like an hour or two, and I have it all to myself.
Oh, wait a minute. So you don't want to keep your wife home ordering.
Great, Frank.
You like
That's
her.
Good.
Why don't you just
That's
send her
good.
On errands?
I bet you Frank has a flip phone, too, and no computers at home.
Oh,
Frank, that is genius, pure genius. You don't want your old lady at your house all the time.
Why would you want it? Why? You're only married to her. Why the heck would you want her home?
Hey, you like to shop till you drop. Go ahead. Go to the mall. Go to the strip mall.
Especially on Sundays.
Go to the outlet. Go to the outlet. Shop till you drop.
Frank, you sound like a really appealing husband. Really appealing.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Tracy, who's calling from Connecticut. Welcome to Rita, Ryan Mongolucci and yours truly, Trace.
Hi, Trace.
How are you? Fantastic show. Hey, I was married 28 years. I was getting divorced after 28 years, and I was going through a brutal divorce for 2.5 years. I hated my wife, but I was still having sex with her. I will not give up sex for Amazon for no reason at all.
Man, you know, Trey, I want to say how kind Tracy is. That he was angry with his wife, and he still was so gracious to have
Tracy.
Sex with
now,
her.
Now she is your ex now, right?
She is my ex.
Okay.
Now.
Would you have ex. Would you have sex with your ex now?
Absolutely not.
Tracy, you were so kind to have sex with her when you weren't getting along with her.
He hated sex when he was married to her, but didn't want the sex
right.
now.
Right. Oh, come on, Tracy.
And I'll tell you this, too. To get me to listen to her a lot of times, because it was so hard for her, she used to try and give me oral favors. And I think that was
Tracy?
Unfair.
Tracy?
Was that unfair?
Oh, to you, I feel so bad for you,
no,
Tracy. What a terrible situation
Tracy's
you were in.
Spot on here. Right?
Oh, Tracy, you're
spot
so
on.
Kind. What about having a nice conversation with her? You know what? I know why she's your ex now.
But now, here's Tracy. He's battling his wife. They're still sharing
yes.
a home.
I feel so bad for him.
And every Friday night. You know, he's the angle to the dangle is causing them to have sex with her.
Oh, forcing. By the way, Curtis, you missed the word. He said basically forced
but
to have sex.
I know of guys who must be total masochists because not only will they continue to have sex with the women that they're at odds with when married, they'll have sex with their ex after they've split.
Because that's electricity. There's that, like, it's
that
like sort of a danger.
No, they're masochists.
Or they're desperados.
They're masochists.
Either that or they're desperados.
Masochists. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.